Welcome to J is for Justice podcast. If live breaking news and following true crime is your thing, then please consider subscribing to my channel. And if you like what you see in my videos, please consider giving them a thumbs up. Okay, hey guys. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I have some breaking news. And I'm sorry for my horrible audio, but I am outside and I just got this notice. We have a lot to talk about though with this. We have a lot to talk about. Okay, so let's watch this video really quick. I know I said holy. Holy. There he is outside the Fremont County Courthouse with his daughters. Barry Morphew is broadcast from the pool. Yeah, right. Barry Morphew is a happy, happy guy today. So let's check out what has happened, you guys. I am shooketh. Me too, Chick Valley, shooketh. Shooketh to the very core, right? I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go live. Okay. Let's go back here. Oh my gosh, my computer is so hot right now. Okay, here's the Denver Post. DA drops murder charges against Barry Morphew after judge blocks most of the prosecution's expert witnesses. So we knew that. We talked about that last week, that the judge removed a lot of their expert witnesses from their testimony. We know that the domestic violence was not going to be brought up, or the alleged domestic violence. But I want to go through this and see if there is something to where he can't be tried again, or if he in fact can. So here we go. Let's read through this. Cannon City, Colorado. Prosecutors on Monday dropped all charges against Barry Morphew in the death of his wife, Suzanne, who disappeared from the family's Chaffee County home in May of 2020. And here we are going on 2 years, you guys. Less than 10 days before the murder case was set to go to trial. I just said this morning, oh my gosh, we have jury selection in Barry Morphew on April the 28th. Well, no, we don't. The move by the 11th Judicial District Attorney, Linda Stanley, comes after the judge presiding in the case had blocked the prosecution from using most of its expert witnesses at trial as punishment for violating discovery rules. And as prosecutors say, they're close to discovering Suzanne Morphew's body. Fremont County District Court Judge Ramsey Lama granted the prosecution's 11-page motion to dismiss, which we're going to look at, without prejudice, meaning the district attorney can refile charges in the future. Breathe, everybody. Breathe. Barry Morphew's defense attorney, Iris Aiton, argued in court that the case should be dismissed with prejudice so that it can be, so it cannot be refiled. Wait. Oh, without prejudice. Okay, she wanted it dismissed with prejudice so that they could not charge him again. However, she said Stanley was acting in bad faith to avoid the steep sanctions over the discovery violations. Let me see if I can make this a little bigger here. Hold on. Wow. But, you know, if they find Suzanne, then they can press charges again. Okay, so let's continue. Barry Morphew declined to comment after leaving court Tuesday. Morphew's daughters, who have supported him, both addressed the judge during the hearing. Mallory Morphew said, quote, We fully support this dismissal. We know our dad didn't have anything to do with it, end quote. Macy Morphew said she was looking forward to taking time to heal and, quote, hopefully finding out what really happened to our mom, end quote. In the motion, Stanley wrote that she believes investigators are close to finding Suzanne Morphew's body. The people were hopeful. This is a quote from the DA Stanley. The people were hopeful that the search for and the discovery of the victim's body would be concluded well before trial, but weather has complicated the efforts, she wrote. Stanley also wrote that the judge's limiting of expert witnesses is part of the reason for the dismissal. The court functionally excluded the people's best evidence to move forward in this case by severely limiting our experts' testimony. The motion reads, Barry Morphew, 54, had been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Suzanne, 49. She was reported missing by a neighbor, prompting an extensive year-long search, but her body was never found. Barry was charged with murder and connected counts in May of 2021 and was set to stand trial on April 28th. Prosecutors argued that Barry Morphew discovered his wife's nearly two-year extramarital affair and killed her on the evening of May 9th, 2020, then disposed of her body and staged a bike crash before leaving early the next day to work in Broomfield.